Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Michelle Johnson, and she is the new library director at the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
Welcome to Atlantic. Welcome to Cass County. We're happy to have you here. And first we want to find out just a little bit of background about you, kind of, you know, where did you grow up and some of the things you did as maybe some of your hobbies and so on.
Sure. I was born in Fort Dodge, so I am an Iowa native. And I spent the first decade or so there, and then we moved to the Twin Cities. So I went to high school in Minneapolis and then attended the University of Minnesota for my bachelor's degree. And then I started working in the military for as an intelligence analyst for several years. And then from there, I got my master's in defense and strategic studies. And that was in Springfield, Missouri. So I relocated there. And through personal circumstances, I ended up staying in Springfield for about a decade, working as an editor and vice president. Mm-hmm. Then from there, I got my master's in library and information science through the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And after I graduated, I relocated to North Carolina for about a year, and I was working with several nonprofits, a veterans group, and then the Wider Net Project, and that began in the University of Iowa and relocated to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And they helped to provide resources, full-text resources, and digital libraries to developing countries that lack internet access. And then eventually I came here.
Well, Michelle, you've traveled quite a bit in the United States with your jobs and the various things that you've done. Some very interesting background. But you like to travel outside of the United States also. Let's talk a little bit about some of the places you've been.
Sure. My love of travel started when I was pretty young. We would go on different trips, my family and I would. The first time we went overseas besides Canada was the Bahamas. And that was just such an eye-opening experience for me to see how people lived differently than we did. And then from there, I participated in several study abroad programs as an undergraduate. The first was in South Africa in 1993, and then it was also Kenya, still staying within Africa. I worked for the Kenya Wildlife Service as an intern. And then from there, I just continued traveling with some friends of mine. We backpacked through Asia. I have friends who live in Europe, so I'll go visit them. And then different countries that spark my interest, I'll start doing research on them and thinking, wow, you know, they've got these great museums, they've got great literature, great food, great people. And I'll start to figure out, okay, how can I afford this? And then from there, everything just kind of falls into place and off I go.
And you talked about you do research on these countries. Where better than a library to do research?
Exactly. Yeah, that has been the go-to place for me to do my research on pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, now we have options, not just the books, but all the technology. And I think all the libraries that I know of have that kind of technology, the computers and various things that will help people research if they're going to travel. Great background, but that's the way to travel and stay home.
Exactly. That's very, very true. Yeah, we've got some great resources here for patrons, and I hope that for those who have participated in the survey that I put out, very shortly I'm going to be going through and seeing what everyone has suggested or thoughts that they've written down about what they'd like to see for programs and services, as well as what they think about our current services, such as our electronic resources. Mm-hmm. And go from there. I'm really excited to see what everyone has said about the library.
And I'll come back to that in a minute, but I wanted to go back to kind of question when you were growing up. Were libraries an important part of your life? Do you think that, you know, what you did as a child kind of influenced your ending up here?
Somewhat, yeah. I remember going to the Fort Dodge Public Library as a child and getting my library card, and we would go on Saturdays and check out a bunch of books. And I would go home, and my mom tells me, I don't remember this, but I would have a stack of books to my right. I'd sit down on my little chair, and then I'd pick up one book, read it, and then when I finished it, I would put it on the left, and then eventually there'd be a big stack on the left. But reading is such a huge part of my family, everyone in my family loves to read, get subscriptions to magazines and things like that. There's usually a small library in everyone's home and a stack of books by everyone's chair.
Okay. And I think it does happen starting very early. You know, there's even some research now that's important to read to babies in the womb. So, you know, it can start really early with all this reading. Now, I want to go back to the idea of, you were talking about, you did the survey for the library, and I know you come with a head full of things you'd like to do. Do you want to mention a couple of the things that you would like to see, or you think you'd like to see at the Atlantic Public Library?
Sure. I definitely would like to bring in more authors and have more people come in and discuss their works, and especially to have the patrons come in and be able to interact with those authors and meet them and ask them questions and tell these authors, you know, what was your inspiration for this? Why did you write this? And really get a chance not just to see the words on the page, but to see the author and hear in their own words what inspires them. And I hope to be able to do that. And we will have a couple of authors coming in October. And then introducing other resources and other programs through the electronic resources that we have. There's so many wonderful ones available. And I know there's a lot of patrons who aren't aware of what we have and what is available for free online as well. And so I hope to either create, you know, have tours coming in or have classes for patrons to show them how to learn some of these programs and navigate through some of these digital resources. So those are just a few of the things.
That was one of my questions. You know, as you offer new resources through technology, some of us are a little leery about trying those out. So I heard you say that you and perhaps other staff members are going to be there to kind of help folks through that.
Yes, and in fact, one of the patrons who completed the survey, she approached me and she said that she had no idea that there were a number of these resources currently available and asked if I would provide her in a group with a tour. Mm-hmm. And I said, sure. You know, just let me know, give me enough time, and I can put together a packet of information and go through all the things that we have here and then help everyone navigate through them and just make it a lot easier.
So you would like to have people come to the library, do a tour, and you'd give them that kind of background. But as I understand it, you are also open to going to groups and doing presentations outside of the library.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. They don't always have to come to me. I can come to them if it's more convenient.
And do you have a preference, or do you have you'd like to offer a variety of things, both about the library and perhaps about the countries you visited?
Yeah, I'm always trying to encourage people to explore the world they live in and not just what's outside their door, but, you know, what's three states away or three countries away. And it's all about educating yourself. And that's one of the important things about a library, is that it's free resources to help keep learning and growing.
Yeah, sometimes we kind of forget all of the resources that are available through the library, and they're available in so many different ways. Actually, and I have not done this, I need to learn how to do this, we can get to those resources at home through our own computer. Is that correct?
Yes, you can just go to the Atlantic Public Library website, and the majority of the digital resources that we have are available right there on the homepage, like EBSCOhost and Tumble Books. And then you can click on some of the links at the top, and from there you'll find additional resources available online through our website.
So you don't even have to leave home. And another service, and I think this is with the hospital auxiliary, a lot of books go out of here and go to various places being delivered by those folks.
Yeah, we have two different programs, Interlibrary Loan, which is a great resource for those whose libraries may not have as varied as a collection. And you can go online and request whatever books are available, and they'll be sent to you through the mail. We also have a homebound program, which is a wonderful program for those who are unable physically to come to the library. They can put in a request for a variety of resources, and each week we send it out to them.
Great. It's basically a traveling library. So that's
sure
a great resource. So, Michelle, I just want to give you an opportunity to maybe kind of say, okay, come to the library. Here's why you should come. Here's what I'm dreaming. You know, kind of summarize here. And I know we'll be talking to you again in the future, but kind of for today, how would you like to summarize?
Well, I hope everyone will come by, because I'll be putting up a display in our display case in the lobby that will introduce people to some of the things that I've picked up while I've been traveling overseas. And it will coincide with how the library is a portal to the world. There's so many great resources that we have here on different countries, different people from different countries. And it's National Library sign-up cards. If you don't have your own card yet, come in and check out what we have here for you.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Michelle Johnson, who is the library director for the Atlantic Public Library. And until next time, I don't know if Michelle will agree with this or not. The book to read is not the one that thinks for you, but the one that makes you think.